I'd give this another go. I did do a boo when I came out of the hospital, but yeah, it didn't upload, and then for some reason my iPhone crashed while it was happening, and so yeah, I've lost that, which I'm a bit gutted about, because I sort of really try and just engage in free flow thought when I'm making a boo about, like, that's meant to be for my benefit in, you know, time to come to understand this whole time. That's what I did, and I doubt it'll be as valuable to me to just repeat it now. I can't remember it, but you know. Anyway, it was a weird old visit. He's not referred me on because he wants to see me stabilised a bit more before he does, and he wants to see through some business with, like, the fact that basically my employers have tried to offer me some sort of income while, you know, because I'm not able to work, and the insurance company that pay for that have turned it down because they said that my job's sedatory, and when in fact it's, like, really not. You know, I've been to the High Court 4 times in the last year and lost every time, and been the instructing client and stuff, so it's not that, you know, it's not that amusing when you hear it described as sedatory, really. But anyway, he's right, he's dealing with all that, and he's going to write them letters and stuff, but he's given me a stronger dose of my antidepressants, which he says that is needed, because although I'm less swinging less than, like, I was before I was on them, or before I was on these ones, it's still happening, and, you know, he says that the idea is they should be able to stabilise me more. So, yeah, he also said that because of that, he's not changing his diagnosis from preliminary yet, which I don't know whether that's to protect me, or I don't know whether there's some sort of implications or label or sort of harm to your career, or I don't know. I don't care about my career, that's the thing now, because, you know, I cared about my career for 15 years, and what it got me was a mental breakdown, so... yeah. Oh God, and it's not helping. I don't know if you can hear that, but Poppy's just going through this barking stage, and when I'm feeling uber anxious, and she just doesn't stop, and it's like a baby crying. It's like, you know, I get this urge to go and see her, and I know that makes it worse because it'll reinforce the behaviour and stuff. So just gotta ignore her. So what I've done, I've just poured a glass of wine when I've got back, which I feel really, like, sad for doing. Why am I doing that? It's about 1 o'clock and I've not got any friends around. Or... oh, Jesus Christ, listen to that. Yeah, but, you know, I'm just going to knock myself out, hopefully, with the glass of wine and lie down and try and fall asleep, because I've found it all quite hard to take in. I've just got to go and just get the Poppy in. I can't be bothered finishing this. Poppy's doing my head in. I don't understand. My wife just locked her out of the kitchen right next to where I am. And I know she didn't do it on purpose, but it's just like...